Well, I was sitting around the house just the other day, trying to think of something very important to say, because I'm kind of sort of the intelligent type. I'd like to be remembered as one who might give a permanent gift to generations ahead. But then a frightening thought came into my head. It seems all the major things have already been said, which gave me quite a start. See, there's Plato and Nietzsche and Kierkegaard. Even Bob Dylan, when he thinks real hard. They beat me to the punch putting on their thinking cap. I think I'll just take a nap. Later on that week, I took just a minute to itemize what we needed. I just invented, cause we remember Edison and Ford, and of late, we've idolized a fella by the name of Bill Gates. I made a mental list of gizmos and gadgets, and there for a minute I almost had it, but everything we needed had already been added, which gave me quite a start. See, there's jet planes and fast trains and cellular phones and chat rooms and beepers so you're never alone. Remote control and Intel to fill the gap. I think I'll just take a nap. And then all at once it occurred to me that creative leisure is the place to be. If you're so good at taking naps, sap, you can have a place in history. So I set my sights on immortality, figured I could teach people how to catch some Z's. I could be the ultimate stress reliever. Out of ordinary folks, I could make believers. I was convinced I could really do it, and then out of the blue I began to intuit that somebody else had already beaten me to it, which gave me quite a start. See, there's Dagwood, Bumstead, and Rip Van Winkle. And if those historic names don't give you an ickle, think of siestas down south on the map. Meanwhile, I'll take a nap. I mean, you think of something and you take the rap. I believe I'll take a nap. And anyway, I'm tired of this crap and I think I'll just take a nap.